Hello, everybody. This is the Call Your Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Kate.
And I'm your host, Sam. And today, we're going to be talking about
I do not sound like that.
I don't sound like that either.
Yes, you do. Every time you start the podcast, you're like, hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, everybody. Kate. Welcome back to the Call Your Sisters podcast.
Yeah, that's much, much better. I feel like our input volume is too high.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Sorry, my nose is dripping boogers.
Ew.
Shut up. Did you wear boxers? Are those men's boxers?
Yeah, I wear them to sleep.
Cringe alert.
No.
I'm just kidding. Okay, today, you guys, this episode is called Cringe Chronicles. And we're going to, obviously, we asked you guys for the cringiest things you've ever done. And hopefully we didn't cause any PTSD when we asked that. I caused myself some thinking about all the things that I've buried very deep down in the back of my brain. But today we're going to kick it off with teaching you guys some new slang words like cringe. Cringe, yes. Means things that make you cringe.
Yes.
Just kidding. I don't know how to explain cringe. Things that you're like, oh, I wish I could never remember I did that ever.
Yeah. The one, like when you think about it, it literally makes your butthole pucker.
Shut up. You could just say butt pucker.
Oh, it makes your butt pucker.
You don't have to say hole. Sicko. Oh,
sorry.
Things that you just, like, it makes you sick to think about.
Yeah. That you wish you could.
And not in, like, a good way. It's like, okay, you want to start us off with some new slang? Like, yeah. Like, for example, Caitlin started saying gas.
Yeah. You know what? I'm pretty sure our brother started saying gas as well.
Yeah, Chris did. But I think he does that as a joke.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But I've heard people, like, literally say, that's so gas, dude.
I cannot, like, think that someone would say that seriously. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I literally think of gas. Like,
yeah, like fuel.
Yeah.
That's so fuel.
Yeah.
That's so diesel. Does gas stand for something like greatest?
Ass.
No, I knew you were going to say that. Greatest as Sam.
Greater. I don't know.
Good. America soldier. Good American soldier. That's what it means.
Yep.
That's so gas.
All right. So one of the words, I actually literally had to look this up because I don't know any of the gas words now.
Yeah.
Any of the gas words. Okay. So the first item on the list, I got this from verywellfamily.com.
Okay.
And it's called... The article is called Teen Slang Dictionary for Parents. So decoding we're parents, the lingo no. Kids use in text. Okay. So the first one on the list is Chugi?
Chugi.
Chugi. I've never heard Chugi before.
Really?
No.
It's like when things are like not cool anymore.
Yeah. It says so they say that's that is out of date or a person who is trying too hard.
Yeah. Oh, that's me.
I'm Chugi.
Yeah, I'm
Chugi. I've never heard that word.
Really?
Mm-mm.
It's like a thing. Oh, now, see, so. I'm cooler than you.
I don't even really watch TikTok anymore. So.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I do.
You were watching it all morning.
Yeah, but I don't do it. I mostly watch Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Chugi.
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm turning into Robbie.
You're Chugi.
Okay.
No, mine. My turn.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, that was
no weird. Mine.
No, mine. Okay, this one is when people say ate, like, oh, yeah. She ate, he ate,
she ate up that outfit.
Yeah, no, they don't say it like that.
Oh.
They just say she ate, but that means like she looks really good in that outfit.
Oh, okay. The next one is like fire. It says hot, trendy, amazing, or on point.
Wow.
Formerly straight fire.
Oh, so like this podcast is fire.
Straight fire.
Straight fire. Okay, mine is big mad.
It's a term
used to describe when someone is aggressively angry.
Big mad.
Not like you could just say angry. You gotta change it to big mad. Bro, I was big mad when you farted in my kitchen. Okay, next
one is called, it says, This one I don't feel like is super new. It's the word tea.
Oh, like
spill the tea.
Spill the tea.
Tell me the tea. Yeah. I don't feel like that's super new.
Yeah.
Like I knew that word.
Yeah. So obviously it's not new.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is called, hold on. Oh, glow up. When people say glow up, it means a major improvement in oneself, usually an improvement in appearance, confidence, and style, frequently used in context relating to puberty.
Did you, what's website are you
using? Oh, I'm using wikipedia.org.
Oh, okay.
So everything's right.
Okay, I just got on a new website. It's called sassymamahk.com.
Wow.
Okay, so this one is, it's giving.
Oh, yeah.
So like.
It's giving
Oh, wait, grandma. This gives me an example. What do you think of this slip dress? It's giving 90s pop star.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
So, like, referencing what it's to.
Yes.
You can't just say, like, it's reminding me of.
Yeah.
No. It's giving.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is I oop.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's oop. Maybe it's
off. It's oop. It's
I oop. Oop. I can were saying, like,
and I oop?
No, I hope they don't say that in real life.
I hope not either. Because
it means to express shock, embarrassment, or amusement.
Just go.
So basically whenever you want to.
Okay, this next one is, did you already say bussin?
No.
You haven't said bussin? Uh-huh. Okay. Like, this pizza is bussin, dude.
Oh my gosh.
This podcast is bussin.
Like, I don't know why people can't just say, like, the regular words, like, good.
Yeah.
Or awesome.
It literally means when something is so freaking good, usually used in reference to food.
Wow. Really?
You know, I did not know what the word glutton.
So this podcast can be glutton?
I didn't know what the word glutton meant.
You mean gluten?
No, it's glutton. Okay.
Like a glutton for punishment?
Yeah. Oh. I didn't know that was an actual word.
Oh, really?
I thought it was made up.
Nope.
Like one of these slang words.
It is not. Can't tell you what the definition is, but I can tell you.
How to use it in a sentence, I guess.
Okay, this one is called mid. So it's used to describe something that is average.
Yeah.
So this podcast is not mid.
No, it's bussin'.
It's bussin'. Okay, let's do a couple more.
Okay, this one is shook or shooketh.
Okay.
Slang that literally means I am in shock. Like, why can't shooketh. You say that I'm in shock?
I don't know.
It says Ryan Reynolds is just like my picture on Instagram. I am shooketh. First of all,
I'd also be shooketh.
So would I, but I would not use that word.
Okay, I have another one. Snatched.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So usually used to refer to something that is perceived to be good. I feel like it's usually like when someone's looking good.
Like when you say her waist is snatched.
Yeah. Or like, oh, you look. Oh, or like a snack, you know, like, oh, she's looking like a snack.
Yeah.
That's not the same, but anyway.
Okay, this next word, I literally saw it on a billboard. Not a billboard, like a marquee.
Mm-hmm.
This said, this word, it's the word bougie.
Oh.
And it said, dress bougie or something like that.
No, it was for like the dollar, the markdown store. Yeah. Like the secondhand, not secondhand, but like a.
Kind of like the DIY.
Overstock.
Yeah.
Store. And it was saying bougie on a budget.
Oh, yeah, bougie on a budget.
Yeah.
Which is actually a pretty good tagline, if you ask me.
Yeah.
That one's not super new either.
No.
That's kind of old. Okay, that's all that I have. Do you have any more?
So this one I've never actually heard, but it says touch grass.
Touch grass?
Used to tell someone to get in touch with reality, telling them to go outside. So,
Oh, interesting.
Like it's used especially on the internet, implying that someone is spending too much time on the internet.
Oh.
So we should probably go touch grass.
We probably should.
Okay, let's get into some cringe.
Yes.
Now that we've cringed. Oh, also yeet.
Oh yeah.
So I like to say that word. Yeet.
Or YOLO.
Oh, or Jaden the other day said something like dap up.
Yeah, and it's I'm like a handshake.
What the heck
something.
Is a dap up? And you literally shake their hand.
Yeah, basically.
And I was like, why can't you just say, give me a handshake, bro?
Yeah. Dap up? Like, you know, a lot of things is like, sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
Oh.
No, but a lot of these, like, slang words are improper grammar and it kills me.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I always use proper grammar. So.
Yeah, so do I. I never use improper grammar.
Yeah, I ain't
so
never
I seen
done
this
that.
Thing the other day. Anyway.
Okay, Kate's going to start us off with some of her cringiest moments. Or yes. Just start with one and we'll go back and forth.
So one time when I was in junior high, I did band, which is...
That's it.
First of all, that's cringy in its own sense. Yes. But we were... there was this kid in my class. I don't remember which one it is. I know there was two that I thought I was really... That I thought were really cute. Anyway, so I totally wrote a love note.
Oh, no.
And I put it in his band locker. And then the next day, I go... We weren't in the same band class, though. So the next day, I go in to go get my clarinet to go down to band.
Mm-hmm.
And the note was, like, crumpled up and thrown, like, in the next locker over.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. I didn't put my name on it, though, so he...
Oh.
Hopefully, he didn't know who it was. Yeah, he if you ever got a band love note
in junior high... No, you didn't.
It was me, and you really hurt my feelings, so...
I've never loved again.
I never loved anyone again. Okay, so that is my... Yeah, that is, you know, just, like, when you see something like that, and you're like, oh, he or read like, it, and then he threw it away.
Okay, I was the girl when I was in, like, middle school and elementary school. If anyone got wind that I had a crush on them, their friends would make fun of them because I had a crush on them. Hey, Sam has a crush on you. Why don't you go kiss her?
Yeah.
No! Ew, she's ugly.
Okay, Sam.
Okay, mine. Oh, this one is a little inappropriate, but I didn't know it at the time, so I apologize, everybody. I'm not going to explain to you what it means. If you are curious, then you can go look it up yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so one time when I was in high school, there's this kid that, it was just like a joke. We'd like pretend to be like, oh, we're dating, but it was not real. I don't know. He was my friend. He was my friend's little brother. So sometimes he would just like send me like relationship requests on Facebook just to be funny and stupid. So like one time I just accepted it and like everyone's like, oh my gosh, are you and him together? And I was like, no, it's a joke. But then this other boy that I liked at the time texted me and he's like, oh my gosh, you and him are together, or something. I don't know what he said, but I was like, and one of my friends told me I should say this and I agreed to it. So it's my fault. Well, she's like, say, yeah, well, you're never down to DERF, so.
A DERF?
Yes, I'm not telling you what it means, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, it's something sexual.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Don't say it.
I won't say it.
Okay? It's something not very nice. And
give
me
my raw reaction.
Well, and then he texts back and he's like, do you even know what that means? And I was like, yeah, I do. No, I did not know what that meant. And now, after learning what it meant, I am still embarrassed to this day.
Okay, well, this one says that it means daring.
No, that's not what it means. Look it up on, like, Utah Mormon.
I gotta look it up in the Urban Dictionary.
It's when you're, like, aggressively making out, pretty much.
Oh!
Yeah, I said that to him, and we were friends. Like, we hung out a lot, so it was really weird after that.
Oh, that is so awkward.
Yeah, it literally makes me want to die when I think about it, but anyway.
Okay. Did your friend know what it meant?
I don't know. I don't know if either of us really knew. We just heard it.
You just heard it, so you decided to say it.
Yep. Okay, anyway.
Oh, okay, one time I was talking to this boy. I think I was a freshman in high school, and he was like a senior.
And oh, wow.
We dated for a little bit. He gave me a necklace.
That's gas.
Nothing serious. Anyway.
Who?
His name was...
Oh.
You remember him?
Kinda. I didn't know he was a senior, though.
He was a senior.
I used to talk to senior boys when I was a freshman, too, and I felt so bad, eh?
But
I was also scared.
I only talked to senior boys when I was a sophomore.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I can't remember how old they were, honestly.
Honestly, I never, like, I just texted them. I never, like, did anything or even hung out with
Maybe
them.
Maybe I was a freshman and they were sophomores. I can't remember. Anyways, so.
Yeah, trying to make yourself sound cooler. Freshman and senior.
Before we, like, started talking and dating, he asked for my phone number. And I gave him my mom's phone number.
I did that once, too.
It's because her phone number is so similar to ours.
Well, I saw someone at the corn maze.
What?
I saw someone at the corn maze, and they asked for my number. No. It was on Facebook. They messaged me and asked for my number.
Oh.
So I, like, had time to think about it.
Yeah.
And I gave them mom's number. And then they saw me at the corn maze, and they texted mom. And I was like, I just saw you.
Ew.
At the corn maze. And mom's like, what? Anyway, sorry I took your story over.
No, it's okay. Anyway, so he texts her and he's like, hey Kate,
at least he wasn't like, you're so hot.
Yeah. And she was like, this is Kate's mom, she must have given you the wrong phone number. So then she gave him my phone number and he was like, bro, I just texted your mom. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
That's funny.
But luckily he didn't say anything that was like inappropriate that would have been way more embarrassing.
Girl. Yeah. Okay, this one is shout out to my friend Cheyenne. I hope you remember this, and I hope I'm telling it correctly because I don't remember exactly what happened, but we were on this soccer team that was like it's called ODP, and anyway, it was like a bunch of girls that we didn't know, and we went to Phoenix to play. And while we were there, we were, like, all hanging out in a hotel room, and they were all just, like, telling stories about boys. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Cheyenne and I had decided beforehand that if they asked us about, like, our first kiss stories, then we were just going to make them up.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't say anything. We didn't call each other out. So we're just talking, and someone asked someone, and I'm pretty sure it was Cheyenne who said the story, but just straight up lied. And it was an obvious lie, okay? It was obvious. And everybody knew. No one really said anything, but it was just kind of quiet. And they were like, okay, And then someone just started telling a story. And we were like, yeah. So.
You were like, he jumped off a cliff for me. And like,
he like flew into my lips. Hit a parachute.
Oh, that's so funny.
Anyway, that was pretty awkward.
Okay, how many more do you have? Because I only got one.
I have one of myself and then one about Dad.
Okay. Okay, my next one is one time I was talking to this boy. Of course, they're always about boys.
One time I was talking to this boy.
Anyway, I had just barely like told him like that I liked him and that I didn't want to just be friends. And he was like, well, I just want to be friends. But it was cool. Like, he was really mature, way more mature than any of the other guys I've ever dated.
Yeah.
So he was, like, really cool about it, and we were still friends.
Yeah.
So I was Snapchatting him, and I was sending a Snapchat to you, and it said, I have diarrhea.
Oh.
And that's all it said, and it was just, like, the most ugly picture in my face I could ever send. And I sent it, and then before I could delete it, he opened it. And so, like, he must have just barely, like...
And he didn't answer?
He did, but
that would have been even worse if he did it.
I couldn't delete it. He was like, he had just opened it right at the perfect time, and he was like, "Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry." And I was like,
"So nice.
This was not for you." Like he's like,
"Aww."
He like genuinely
he starts liking you because he feels bad.
He like genuinely thought that I sent it to him, and I was like, "That literally was not for you. I would never tell you."
He was like, "Aww, sorry.
He was like, oh, I'm sorry." And I was like, "I would never send that to you purposely."
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Like, hey, dude, I got diarrhea.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me of
want to just be my friend? Okay, yeah. I'll tell you about my diarrhea.
When I was in high school, like, I was talking to one of my friends. We were at, like, spending the night at her house, and I was telling her how much I liked this boy. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, you should just tell him. So she, like, helped me draft this message of, like, saying that, like, I liked him more than a friend. We could, like, I don't know. Anyway, he opened it and didn't answer.
Oh,
and,
no.
And, yeah. And we were still friends after that, so I just pretended like it never happened.
Well, one time... I've got another one, I guess. This kid that I was talking to, he was one of the seniors when I was a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I did not like him. I don't know why, because he was really nice.
Did you have butt crack sweat? That always is just...
There was one guy that I really liked, and he did have butt crack sweat. We went to the trampoline park one time, and it literally showed through his jeans.
That's
and
me.
I was like, you got issues.
That's probably why people don't like me. That's probably why.
Okay, anyways, back to this
Sam
kid.
Gave me the ick because she had butt crack sweat in her dark wash jeans.
Okay, anyways, so I did not like him. And I don't know why, because he was really nice, but...
Yeah, some people, you just got the ick, you know?
Yeah. And we were going on trek, which is like an LDS thing. You walk for the pioneers.
Good old trick.
And we were all waiting because they were calling out. We had to be in families. Uh-huh. So there was like four younger kids and then two... like a couple that was your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my mom and dad, out of like 200 kids in the state, I was like, I swear, if he is in my family, I'm not going to trek. So, of course, from coincidence, of course, he was in my family. And I was like,
you manifested that.
Yeah. I was like, I hate you. But it actually went really good.
You guys ended up being friends, didn't you?
Yeah. We ended up being actually pretty good friends. But it was nice to have somebody in my trek group who I actually knew.
Yeah.
So then I wasn't so awkward and I wasn't uncomfortable. Yeah. So.
Okay, I have one last one.
Okay.
Okay, so this one is when we were kids and Caitlin made me really mad. And we were, like, standing in the kitchen. And I bring my hand back like I'm going to punch her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why Iota?
Like when old people say that in movies, why Iota?
Yeah, but I was being dead serious.
Yeah, she was. It was so funny.
And Kate's like, really?
It was so funny. We started laughing so hard.
I was like, I'm going to say, I think I'm pretty sure I'd been thinking about it for like a week of like, when can I say this? So I probably picked a fight with you. Just so you could do that. Okay, and the last story is about our dad. You guys know the movie 21 Jump Street? It's rated R, so some people may not
have seen it. But there's clips of it on like TikTok. And
well, there's a viral clip of Channing Tatum going, my name's Jeff.
Yeah.
You know?
When they're trying to pretend to be the Mexicans.
Yeah. Anyway, so my dad is at this conference and he's giving a speech or something. He's doing something. And he goes and addresses the crowd and he says, my name's Jeff.
But it's a
dead
bunch of,
silence.
It's a bunch of adults.
Dead silence.
And he goes, well, I guess nobody in here has a sense of humor or something like that.
No, I think he just like, well,
just yeah, moves on. I think he just said, well, no one thought that was funny or something like that. Like, he addressed that it was a joke, but then he just kept... He just went on. I was like, I would have walked off stage.
I would have cried.
I would have left.
My name's Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
My name's Jeff.
It was like, hi, Ben. Yeah.
And then I can see him, like, smiling, waiting for people.
Yeah.
Sorry to call you out, Dad. It was really funny.
Nothing is more cringy. This has happened to me way more times than I can count. Where you say a joke and it doesn't land.
Oh, I know. And then you literally stew on it for years.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was hanging out with this new group of friends. Mm-hmm. This happened pretty recently. And I said a joke. And there was only a couple of us. So it was kind of quiet, you know? Mm-hmm. I said a joke. No one got it. And someone just, like, looked at me and they're like, what? And I was like, I was joking. And they, like, still were like, oh. Okay. I was like, I'm going to go now. I just got a call from the God. And
yeah,
I have to go.
I hate that when you say something and like everybody just like dismisses what you
nothing
said.
Nothing hypes up my ego more though than when I make a joke and people laugh. And I then know. I can't stop. I just keep saying it over and over again. Like one time we went to Yellowstone. I don't think you came. But we went and watched Old Faithful, and, like, it kind of has, like, little ones that erupt right before it.
Yeah.
And so I had this little one, and I was like, and there's a lot of people that are gathered.
Yeah.
And it was pretty quiet because people were waiting for it. And I was like, yep, that was it. And, like, everyone erupted in laughter. Like, everyone thought it was so funny. And then I was like, I'm the funniest person in the world. I'm like, I'm so funny. So I just kept, like, making little jokes, and then people stopped laughing. And I was like... I went too far. Yeah. Now people don't think I'm funny.
Or I hate it when you're like roasting each other or something, or you're like,
and you say something,
and you say something that's way too deep, and then they're like, I know. Then everyone like stops laughing, and you're like, oh,
you're like, actually, I didn't mean to say that out loud. Oops. Yeah.
Okay, I have one more story about myself, actually.
Okay.
One time when I was in high school, I was kind of a bully. I'm not gonna lie. Like. To one of my friends.
You've changed.
She's actually my best friend now. But,
shout her out.
Yeah. Her name's Lexi.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
That's not who I thought you were going to say, but she is your best friend, so. Anyway.
No, it's Lexi. So, she liked this boy that was on the basketball team, and, I managed the boys' basketball team. So, of course, I was a rude jerk, and he was doing a play with her, and, like, a musical.
Oh.
They were in a musical together. Anyways,
cringe.
So she wore his jersey to one of the games, and I took a picture of her wearing the jersey, and she saw me across the court with my phone like up to her, and she immediately like turned to her friend and was like, "Give me your jacket."
Aww.
And then she put her jacket on, and I was like, I just had this feeling. I was like, "Oh my gosh, I am the biggest jerk in the world." Anyway, we're best friends now, and that's in the past. But I was definitely that was when I was like, "Wow, I'm a jerk." So
one time I kept telling one of my friends to give this kid in front of us a wedgie, and she did it, and it was pretty funny the first time, and then she did it again, and I think she did it again, and then it was either the second or third time, he turns around, and he's like, it's really not funny anymore, and he was just, like, dead serious, and we were like, oh
I hate that,
and you're like, crap.
Okay, let's start on our listener submissions. Okay. We only have four, so...
Yeah, so you guys didn't show up.
Yeah, you guys did not put out. So, but these are pretty good ones, and they're actually pretty long. We like the long stories, so... Yeah. All right, Sam, you go first.
One time when I was probably 14, I was in my room changing into clothes after getting out of the bath. I didn't close my bedroom door because I thought I was the only person upstairs. I was just standing there in my room fully nude when my 16-year-old brother walked past my room and we made direct eye contact.
Oh, no.
While I was butt-a naked. I dropped to the floor so fast trying to cover all my lady parts.
Dropped to the floor.
But I'm sure he saw everything. I hope he doesn't remember because I will never forget.
That is so funny. My first response, I don't think, would be to drop to the floor.
No, mine would be to scream.
Yeah. I was like, you perv! Try and cover everything and run to the door and not drop to the floor.
That's turn around because, like, if he sees my butt, who cares? But, like... But if you drop to the floor and turn around, he's going to see a lot more than cheeks. So
the direct eye contact.
Oh. Yeah, well, like, the part that makes this cringe is, like, every time you look at your brother from then on, it's just game over.
Yeah.
You're like, you've seen me naked.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty, I'm sure every time you think about it, you get that little
cringe you start in your to belly. Get diarrhea.
Yeah. Okay, this one says, back when I worked in labor and delivery as a CNA, I went to check on my patients during rounds, and I walked in on a couple. I'm not exactly sure what they were doing, but the dude's shirt was off, and they were
doing... You knew exactly what they were doing.
They were doing a quick cover-up and staring at me with a deer in the headlights look on their faces. So awkward, and one of the moments I just wanted to sink into the floor.
No.
Okay, but if you're in...
She said labor and delivery.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Maybe they weren't, like, doing it, but, like...
Maybe he was doing... Because, like... Did she not just birth a baby? Labor and delivery?
Well, she was doing her rounds, so maybe... Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Like... Or maybe they were trying to get the baby out. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe if the baby was born, it's possible they could have just been doing skin-to-skin with the baby.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. But and he didn't if they weren't, though, at a hospital...
Yeah.
You got some nerve.
Dude, because, like, anyone can walk in. You can't lock the door.
No, you can't.
I don't know if you can or not, but...
I don't think you can from the inside.
Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah.
You can lock it from the outside?
No, I don't think you can lock the doors at all.
I'm never going to a hospital again.
Or you might be able to, but I think you have to lock it with a key.
That reminds me of a story from... I'm not going to say their name, because I do not have permission to share the story, but they were at a hotel, and they were checking in by themselves. And they go up to their room and they open the door and there's a couple in there doing something
on
the bed.
Gosh.
And she just screams and just leaves. Anyway, they gave her the wrong key or the wrong room or something. Double booked the room.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sucks so bad.
Yeah, that's embarrassing for everyone around.
So yeah.
I'm sure she cringes every time she thinks about that.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, anyway.
All right. Was that you read that?
Oh, no, you read that. Pretty much everything about being a missionary. Oh, yeah. I learned a lot of life lessons and compassion. And right after my mission, and because of the timing, I was able to meet my husband right after my mission. But everything about it still kind of haunts me. And I also wish I would have had my depression diagnosed before. It would have been a lot better. I can see how just like that age is just a cringy age. Like you're doing things that you're like, I want to go out of my comfort zone. But then you do something and it doesn't feel right.
Wait, I'm confused. Pretty much everything about being a missionary, I learned a lot of life. It was cringy.
Yeah. Saying that going on a mission was the wrong move, but like you say things and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and you're in a different place. You don't know people. Like.
Yeah. Well, and if you like not having your depression diagnosed and not being able to be on any sort of medication or anything is really hard.
So yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Okay, the next one says, everything I've ever done in my life, I'm such an awkward person.
I know who wrote this.
Okay, but if you think about it, every single thing you've done in your life.
Everything?
That's a lot of things.
Yeah.
Every single time you breathe?
Every time you breathe.
Yeah, it's awkward.
If you have, like, crippling anxiety and you're, like, an introvert, it probably feels like everything you do is so cringy. And
or
you
that everyone's staring at you.
Stew on it over and over again, so I could totally feel.
Yeah.
See how you can feel that way, but I guarantee no one else thinks about it as much as you do.
So. No. Especially, like, I had to kind of learn, like, when you're walking down the street or something, if someone, like, looks at you.
Wait, I just thought of another cringy thing.
Oh.
Alyssa, our sister, wrote a song. I don't know who it was for. Hold on. Okay, anyway, our sister Alyssa, when, I don't know how old she was, probably 12, wrote a song. And I'm going to perform it for you guys. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Okay. One day I was walking down the street and I saw a handsome boy standing there. I went up to him and said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm looking at you. And he said it with warmth in his heart and love in his eyes. And babe, just got enough. You look so good standing there.
Okay, well,
love in your eyes and warmth in your heart.
That's a long song.
I remember it because she used to sing it all the time.
Well, you remember you helped me write a song for one of my childhood loves of my life? It went like this. I wanted a friend
that was just like you. Couldn't find what I was looking for. That's when I found you. And I will always miss you.
No.
That little thing about you that always made me laugh.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, I'm not singing the rest of it.
I don't even
that
know.
That little
it.
Smile on your face.
Anyway, that was just a cringy thing. Yeah. Oh, also one time we found a video. Hudson.
You gotta be quiet.
Sorry,
baby.
Hudson's in here and he won't leave, so.
Hey, you have to be quiet.
One time we found a recording of Kate singing a song and it went, rock, rock, rock him in the manger all night long.
It's because we had just gone to a play. No, we were at a family reunion or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. And these people sang, like, performed.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas church
thing. Don't worry. I used to record myself singing and put it on Instagram. So that's pretty cringy. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry we had to grace your guys' ears with that song, but...
Don't copyright that. We wrote those songs ourselves.
No, I didn't write that. It was Alyssa's, and I'm sorry. I didn't ask her permission, but...
Oh, me and you wrote that song ourselves.
Yeah, we did.
Original also, work by... Also, I almost sent him, like, a... Valentine's Day box
with that song.
No, just with like a bunch of random Valentine's things, and then I chickened out.
Oh, just this year you were gonna do that?
No, like when I was like 13. I'm pretty sure he's married now or something. I don't know.
Oh, well, you will always miss him.
I will always miss him.
Okay, anyway, thanks for cringing with us. Thanks for cringing with us. Yes. We're going to make Alyssa's and Kate's song a mashup and make it our new podcast intro. Okay, we love you guys. Thanks. Subscribe, rate, review, and don't forget to leave us a voicemail.
Yes.
Just kidding, not a voicemail, but comment on our posts.
We love getting your messages.
Yeah, we like messages and whatever, so...
Okay, love you guys.
Yeah. Stay cringy.
See ya.
Okay, bye.